Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Do's and don'ts to help avoid common summer illnesses. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. With warmer weather finally arriving, the Wyoming Department of Health has released information to residents on how to enjoy favorite activities while also avoiding certain illnesses often linked with summer fun. If not done safely, many warm weather activities can sometimes cause unpleasant stomach-related symptoms and occasionally serious illness, says Courtney Tillman, epidemiologist with the Wyoming Department of Health. Diarrheal illnesses caused by swallowing water from pools or outdoor sources contaminated with animal or human feces are common during the summer season. These illnesses, along with salmonellosis and E. coli-related illnesses, can also result from direct contact with animals or their feces during animal-related activities such as brandings or petting zoos. Matt Peterson, another Wyoming Department of Health epidemiologist, said every spring in Wyoming, we begin seeing new cases of salmonella linked to backyard poultry. Most of these cases are children under five who have touched or held baby poultry in ranch supply stores or whose family have recently acquired baby poultry. Young children are more likely to get sick with salmonella because their immune system are still developing and they are more likely to put their fingers and other items with germs into their mouths. Quote, do not let young children touch live poultry, including chicks and ducklings, or touch anything in the area where the birds live and roam, Peterson cautions. Backyard poultry can often have salmonella germs in their poop and their bodies, even when they look healthy and clean. These germs easily spread to their cages, coops, hay, plants, and soil in the area where they live and roam. Tillman added, you should always wash your hands after coming into contact with animals or their habitats. It's best to clean hands with running water and soap. If you can't immediately access running water and soap, use hand sanitizer until you're able to wash your hands. Water sources and animals may look clean, but they can still be contaminated. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.